This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, and welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, from the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, the patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100, the flag west, booming to the Bakken, KTGO and KLTC in Dickinson on the western edge. Download us. Listen to the app, the iHeartMedia app. You can also hear archives of the program regularly on whatsonyourmindradio.com. Whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're waiting on the world to change. That's what we're taking on here, but we're doing it from the greatest country on the face of the earth. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hanlon. Todd Mitchell riding shotgun today. What's on your mind, Todd? I haven't even asked you what's on your mind today.
Nothing, man. I'm just, you know, enjoying this fantastic break from the 90-some-odd degrees before it comes back. So, gotta love it.
Todd is going to be getting up a little earlier in a few days.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. How about that?
Mitchell in the morning.
Ooh. Mitchell in the morning.
That's another Phil Parker thing, just like Todd the radio god.
I can hear the jingle.
Yes,
down.
But you're going to call Mitchell in the morning, so he started having all the little station voice stuff done with that. I'm like, oh, here we go again. Phil giving me a name on his way out the door. But that's fine. That's fine.
It's got a little more ring to it than the Phil Parker show. I like that. Yeah, Mitchell in the morning. Yeah. And, of course, the legendary Phil Parker. How many years at KFIRE?
18 this time, ballparking in 10 last time because he was here from 89 to 99. Left for Indiana, 5 years, came back, 18 years, now going back to Indiana. Ugh.
And literally the moving truck shows up on Monday. I mean, he's not messing around.
Yep. And, yeah, Tuesday morning on the road, gone.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
We'll get him back at some point, I'm sure. But
oh, let's hope so. He is.
He's going to be the 810 phone call every now and then. I warned him.
That's right. He should be.
Let's wake Phil up. Come on, you're sleeping in 4 hours. Get up.
Yeah, exactly right. So Phil announcing his retirement several months ago, and you know, it's one of those things where when you first hear about it, they go, "That's a long time from now," and then voila, it's here. So
boom.
Exactly. Yep. But Todd will be taking over the morning reins on 5:30.
I may not sound as awake at 5:30 a.m. as I usually do at 5:30 p.m., just a word of warning. We'll see what happens.
You will. You're a 24/7 kind of guy anyway, so we're
5:30 is usually about the time I'm going to bed.
There you go.
Now all of a sudden I have to be up.
Some time to chat about whatever you'd like to chat about here on What's On Your Mind. Some open phone time to start this hour. We were talking to the Hefty Boys earlier. We're in Baltic, South Dakota for Ag PhD Field Day, a epic event. I mean, really, when you think about in the middle of a field, 10,000 people. This is like Field of Dreams here for agriculture and all kinds of innovation and new products unveiled. And just it's the who's who of agriculture, all the different products, all the innovation technology here in the middle of a field in Baltic, South Dakota. There's all kinds of plots out there. I'm looking at them right now. It's amazing. And we will be broadcasting live right from the center of the action tomorrow. So we're looking forward to that as well. And talking all things agriculture from Field Day in beautiful Baltic, South Dakota. The weather's absolutely perfect, about 20 miles north of the Sioux Falls. We'll have our meteorologists. We have two of them in our Flag Family Media team, and they'll be here tomorrow as well. So that's going to be great fun, as we have a little program called the Ag and Weather Hour, WAG. I said Ag first. It's WAG, Weather and Ag Hour. And that's a program that runs over on WDAY. But soon you'll be able to watch that on Acres TV. And so tomorrow we're unveiling all of that. So lots of fun here. Okay, there's a bunch of text pouring in that I want to get to that I didn't even get the chance to get to with Congressman Armstrong. Here's a text that says, "I don't care who you marry. Your choice. Quit shoving your lifestyle down on people who live by the Bible and leave children out of this." I think a majority of Americans are there. They recognize there is freedom of choice. There is free will. That's what God gave us. And we're free to use that how we choose. Some of us say, you know, I want to follow God's will. I want to follow the teachings of the Bible. Others say, I'm going to make up my rules and I'm going to interpret that how I want to interpret it. It is America. And I 100% subscribe to that. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. If you were, in some countries and had a same-sex attraction, you could be brought up on charges, the death penalty, for crying aloud. So we need to apologize to no one about the freedoms that we allow in the greatest country on the face of the earth. I also agree that there is this weird agenda to normalize this, to say, you will, you shall, you must celebrate who I choose to marry. And for those of us that are heterosexual, in a heterosexual marriage, that's weird. That's just weird. You know, I even think the whole gay pride thing, again, back to the Bible, we're supposed to be prideful about nothing. Most especially how, we choose to have our lifestyle. I don't understand that. It doesn't compute with me. So I take what the texter is saying as wise words. I'll say that. Question for Armstrong. If Republicans can take a majority in 2022, House and Senate, will you support the Convention of the States and push for Congress to bring it to the floor? Rather than us people forcing it, did North Dakota impose term limits? Okay, those are a few questions in one there. Obviously, Congressman Armstrong is not here to answer the question, would he support the Convention of the States? But the Convention of the States is essentially a reset on what the Founding Fathers envisioned, and that is a 10th Amendment. And there's a lot of misinformation out there about Convention of the States. I think Rick Santorum is probably the best spokesperson on this in trying to get a majority of state legislatures to go along with this. And what it is not. And what it is not is a Pandora's box of, okay, we're changing the convention, so anybody that wants to change the Constitution, rather, not the convention, anybody that wants to change anything in the Constitution, they can, and this is their vehicle to do it. That's not what Convention of the States is. Do a little research on that, because to me it's all about recognizing the genius behind the 10th Amendment, which quite honestly said very simply, are you listening now? Unless we tell you you can do it in the Constitution, federal government, you can't do it. It's up to the states. And that has been trampled on again and again and again and again. I must say, thank you, Donald Trump. Thank you, Mitch McConnell. We have now a 6-3 conservative majority on the U.S. Supreme Court. That is when John Roberts decides to honor what he purported to be. Otherwise, it's 5-4. But it is more and more recognizing these issues of states' rights, the Roe versus Wade decision being overturned, one prime example. More recently, the EPA decision. I can't remember which came first, but they were all in that last batch of West Virginia versus the EPA to say, boy, EPA, you're doing things you're not supposed to do here. You don't get to do that as a federal agency. So there is a little bit of sign of life there, is for sure. Texter says, do you think we will ever get relief from these perpetual wildlife easements that farmers were talked into in the 1960s? I hope so. I hope so. Senator Kevin Cramer has been hard on this. And again, as long as there's a Democratic administration, and there wasn't much relief with the Republican administration, that change comes about slow. But there's efforts underway on that front, too. That's an example where I think you need to lawyer up, to tell you the truth. Scott, ask this. According to Armstrong's own definition, this marriage bill will produce second-class North Dakota citizens, i.e., if two homosexuals get married in Minnesota, then move to North Dakota, we must recognize it. However, if two homosexuals that have lived in North Dakota there their whole life, their marriage won't be recognized by the state. Kelly's accepted the left's narrative. That's the water boiling one step at a time. All right. Armstrong voting with Democrats in support of same-sex marriages recognition was wrong on so many levels. I will never vote for him again. He's now officially a rhino. Very disappointed in him. The reaction to this has been strong, and that's a prime example of it. People are, I think Kelly explained his position well. And he's saying, most importantly, North Dakota's definition does not change, and I would have never voted for it if it did. That ought to be honored. That ought to be recognized. What he's basically doing is making a lawyer's argument on why it makes sense to have this nationally. But to the listener's point here, there's two. There's two classes, so to speak, federal and state. Texture said, after reading his column in today's forum, my long-held suspicion is confirmed. If one looks up conceited self-serving in the dictionary along with the written definition, there will be a picture of Tony Bender. I haven't read Tony Bender in a long, long time. I know Tony Bender. I know a lot of folks that know him down there that do not share his political beliefs, so I consider him kind of a warrior. He definitely is one of those kind of individuals that just goes into the lion's den and almost relishes it, but I almost never read his column because I don't learn anything, and it's just a sort of a poke in the eye most times, so whatever. I agree with you there. More after this and What's on Your Mind.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. Kayleen, what do you tell folks when they ask who your insurance agent is and why?
I tell them that it's DJ Coulter with American Family. And why? Because he was the one and only person that was able to get my son life insurance when nobody else was able to. And I will forever be indebted to DJ for that. I love DJ. He's the most kind person I have ever met in my life.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide to save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on What's on Your Mind. Lots of texts rolling in, but love to talk to you one-on-one. You can call 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550 on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by Action Movers. Tell you what, these folks, professionally trained, background check. That's why we say they're the best movers in the state. And whether that move is across town, across the state, or across the country, even across the globe, Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932, can help you out. Family owned, veteran owned. And if you are contemplating a move in your future, the best thing to do is get a rate, get a date, get that all locked in right now, because there's no obligation to do that, and then you'll hold your position. You cannot do this last minute. Call them at 566-5532, 566-5532. Mention Scott for your best deal. And also, they're hiring right now. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. If you have a Class A CDL, tremendous opportunities. There are even opportunities to help you become a owner-operator. That's right. They are located in Bismarck, in Fargo, and Minot. Best thing you can do is just stop in at one of those locations at Action Movers. Or go online to find out more. ActionMovers.com. Two A's in action. ActionMovers.com. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, let's see here. Denny in Moorhead wants to weigh in on current events. What current events have your attention today, Denny?
Yes, can I make a one-minute commentary? Uninterrupted?
Go for it.
Yeah, Scott, I'm sad that, you know, every time I call in to compromise your credibility, I get cut off or whatever. But the other problem I have is you've never held Donald Trump accountable for anything, and you refuse to call him a liar, or there's broken promises that he made that he never kept. You'll say that he kept all of his promises, but you're absolutely wrong there. And yesterday it's been disclosed that former Defense Secretary Miller said that Donald Trump did not request 10,000 troops on January 6th. He said that under oath. So if you have any comment on that, but I'd love to call in for a minute once a week just to show where you've been wrong when you've said 8,000 dead people voted in Georgia and 42,000 people voted twice in Nevada. I will put up a billboard on 25th and Main if you can prove either one of those. I will gladly concede that Donald Trump won if you could prove either one of those past statements you made. Thank you.
Yes, thanks for the phone call. And a litany of things to respond to there. I'll let the listeners respond to it rather than to take more time on any of them. Interestingly enough, one of the ironic things about Denny is I've asked him many times, do you think every vote was legitimate? Do you think that every vote that was counted, should have been counted, was done properly, legally? And then the subject quickly changes. One only needs to see 2,000 mules and know that we have a election system in this country that's a mess. The Truth Summit is coming up in Springfield, Missouri, middle of August. It's actually 20th and 21st. Which is a Saturday and a Sunday. And Mike Lindell is hosting that for all the beans, the whole enchilada. And maybe Denny wants to come along and bring his notebook. We'd love to have him. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. Texter says, you can text at 701-237-1590, by the way. The left cannot define what a woman is, but they want marriage between two men. It's all about health care coverage. What's next? Marriage between a person and their pet so vet bills can be covered? Okay. Todd, you want to play that one out for me? Marriage between a person and a pet? Yeah. Get back to me on that one, would you?
It happens, but I mean, come on, that's like so infrequent and just it's a punchline thing.
Let's hope so. I take the point as far as you know what they're talking about related to how obscure this can get. Because if you play this out, if you say, okay, the Bible had it wrong when it said marriage is between one man and one woman, the whole rib thing from you know, one to the woman, right? Then okay, if two men can marry, two women can marry, then what's next? That's a fair point. I think it is. Miller in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Miller.
Hey there. I was just going to let you know that this Saturday at the Legacy High School, there's a car show. It's called Celebrate My Ride, the car show, and got a bunch of activities going on, and part of the money's going to
for the soup kitchen, and part of the donation is going for handicap. No, Special Olympics, that's the word I was looking for. So there's a whole bunch of cars and a whole bunch of stuff going on at the Legacy parking lot. Starts at 10 o'clock till 3 o'clock.
Sounds like a good cause and a good time to kick some tires on some beautiful cars. What's your favorite vehicle that's going to be there? You going to bring one?
I got a convertible Mustang Camaro. What am I talking about? And I got an El Camino. So there's going to be all kinds of cars there. Old ones, motorcycles, trucks, bicycles, you name it.
Thanks for telling us, Miller. Appreciate the call. Always love shout-outs for good causes like that. Texter says, hey, Denny got it all wrong as usual. Trump never requested troops. He told them he would request troops. All right. Scott, Kelly from Hermosa here. Just wanted to remind everyone that back in 2020, the FCC was allocated $1.9 billion to remove the Huawei equipment from cell towers that could do incredible damage to national security. It never happened. Now they've upgraded even better 5G equipment. If you think the new corn milling plant could be used to possibly intercept important data from the base, what do you think the cell tower transmitter and receivers are providing the service to the base right now are doing in conjunction with all the service members that have TikTok and allowing China full access to their phone? Anyone see a bigger problem? By the way, guess who reported on that this week? CNN. Be still my heart. Be still my heart. They did, Todd. CNN.
Whoa.
Open phone time here on What's On Your Mind. Call us at 258-0550. Sid, listening in Billings, Montana on the What's On Your Mind radio network. What's on your mind, Sid?
Hey, Scott. I'm listening in Billings, but, you know, I live south of Wahpeton. And I heard you comment about one text that you got. Somebody was saying about something about farmers and wildlife easements. And you said that maybe they should address that in court, and they should back off some of the easements for wildlife. Well, I can't be really specific, but sportsmen are conservationists too, as well as farmers. And I wouldn't like to see all the land in North Dakota go straight into agricultural production. And I think you know where I'm going with this. It's like outdoors in North Dakota is a very important thing for us.
Well. No, I think you may have missed this word. It was perpetual wildlife easements that they were concerned about, and these deals where they came in and said, "Hey, we've got a lifetime easement here," and slipped that language in. It goes back to the '60s Fish and Wildlife Service. So I was more talking about, you know, the straight up dealing with these farmers and ranchers with a perpetual easement rather than saying no easements. Hope that makes sense. Said, hang on, if you have more to say, we'll do it after the break on What's On Your Mind from Baltic, South Dakota today.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Leave It to Beaver star Tony Dow's death was prematurely announced on Tuesday after his wife Lauren mistakenly notified the actor's management team. Dow's manager said his wife was very distraught over the condition of her husband, who is currently in hospice care. As Americans brace for a recession, the Feds will make an announcement at the close of their meeting today. Many experts believe a 75 basis point increase is what the announcement will bring. Russia is planning to pull out of the International Space Station after 2024 and starting their own station like the Chinese have already done. Space physicist at Imperial College in London, Dr. Martin Archer on Sky News.
The collaboration across many, many different countries in the ISS has been more about more than politics. It's been about science, engineering, human achievement, and to see politics get in the way is really quite sad.
USA Radio News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Baltic, South Dakota, counting down to field day tomorrow. Hope you join us here. Ag PhD field day is legendary. A lot of folks here. We're going to be broadcasting tomorrow as well. And we'll actually be right out on Plot Row in the Hefty Naturals booth tomorrow for our special broadcast brought to you by Hefty Naturals right here in Baltic, South Dakota, just a short distance away from where the Hefties grew up and their great grandparents first homesteaded. Pretty amazing story. We're brought to you today by Gateway Building Systems, the folks that understand the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. They help farmers customize their operations, and it's their mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed, clean, and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts right now on Brock Solid Bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com, gatewaybuilding.com. Let's see here. Question from a listener about... I get this once in a while from people who will ask me, you know, I know you talk about MyPillow, but do you really use MyPillow? Or, you know, and this texter is saying, do you really like that sauna? Is it really been that beneficial to your health? And I want to say this before I tell you about the sauna answer. Todd can attest to this too. You know, we need advertising to be able to bring you this program on the amount of radio stations and the amount of areas that we do. That's just simple. That is the fuel for the radio engine. Your weather forecast, your newscast, you know, your programming that you like and enjoy, the companionship that radio provides is very much supported by the advertisers who you hear on the stations. That having been said, I've never in my entire life on the radio since 1979 started as a part-timer at KDMA in Montevideo, Minnesota, as but a youngster, have never said, yeah, I want to talk about this. I don't believe anything, but they paid me to talk about it, so therefore I'll talk about it. You know, are there people who pay for specific endorsements? Of course. They recognize the power. I look at it this way. It's that advertiser recognizing the fact that the personality has credibility with their listeners and saying, here's an opportunity for you. You get to say yes or no. I wouldn't do ads for Planned Parenthood. You know, hey, they're really? Paying us, so yeah, no, I would not. I would never.
That's a shocker.
I would never talk about things that I don't believe in. So when somebody asks me that, I always want to say, I get why you're asking it, and I'm happy to talk about it, but it's almost like you're sort of questioning our ethics or integrity.
Well, and there are FCC and FTC, Federal Trade Commission, laws that you can't just... Now, we could do live advertising for somebody that we're not necessarily endorsing, but if we go so far as to say, I use my pillow, I use hot spring sauna, whatever it is, we're using it. We'd be breaking the law if we told you we did and we didn't.
Right. So I just, you know, and sometimes when people disagree, they'll say, well, you're only saying what you're saying because Summit Carbon Solutions pays you to say it. Not true and offensive.
Although you may not use them at home, I guess, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, in that case, you know, in that case, I'm advocating for a pipeline to help us keep the energy industry alive in North Dakota. Some people don't agree with that position, so then therefore they want to assign motives to you. Don't do that. You know, it's fine if you disagree. You know, this program's more interesting when people like Denny call and say, you lie every day on the radio, and whatever they want to say. That you know, again...
I'd love for him to call every day.
Every day might get a little bit much. We don't let anybody call every day. But, you know, once a week, hey, what the heck?
You get the point, though. I mean, in case anybody's thinking, oh, he's not going to let him talk. Are you kidding? Those calls are gold.
Right. So my point is, I don't mind people disagreeing at all. The old adage, can we disagree while not being disagreeable? You know, it'd be nice to just have a civil conversation about stuff. I think you have a better chance of attracting people to your position if you are, civil in your disagreement. But
right.
Please don't think that we say anything we don't believe in. And that comes to this question about the sauna. Marie and I have a Finley O'Sauna. And our daughter's home right now in between San Francisco and New York City in new careers and here till Labor Day. And I love the fact that I pull in, you know, 6-7 o'clock at night whenever I'm back from, doing this crazy business that we do. She's in the sauna. Ours happens to be in the garage. Some people put them in the basement. Some people put them outside. They're great. But that's the Finley O'Sauna from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You know what hooked me on that was a woman named Rhonda Patrick. Google that sometime. Watch her podcast. She talks about the miracle of the medical world. I really was sold on that. When heart doctors are going, everything gets better with this thing. I mean, you really got 12 of the greatest health and wellness benefits ever offered on the planet. So, yes, I use it. Yes, I love it. I believe in Everyday Med Better. You can live better. You can live longer with a hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Finley O'Sauna. Right now, they're in stock and ready to deliver 12-month no-interest financing. They're in West Fargo. They're in Bismarck. And they're in Grand Forks, too. To the calls we go. Dan in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, a beautiful otter tail country.
Yes, sir.
Otter Tail County, God's country, as we say. Go ahead, Dan. What's on your mind?
Well, I just comment on the people that they're charging on that January 6th deal. Some of those people are obviously not Trump supporters. Somebody should investigate them. You can't, you know what I mean? Their Facebook pages are all taken down. I would start with that girl that stole the laptop.
There are so many unanswered questions on this kangaroo court that they're ignoring. That you're raising some good points. Again, if you didn't support Trump, can you think of a better way for January 6th to end than the way it ended?
Well, I would look into it, but has anybody, reporters, have you looked into it? Has Senator Kramer looked into it? Somebody has the answers.
Yeah, unfortunately, Republicans opted out.
They're not vulnerable to me.
They opted out on investigation. I wish they would. I wish they would have done a parallel investigation. I wish they would have taken time to really dig into this. But just let me ask you and ask anybody else a basic, simple question. If you didn't want Donald Trump to succeed in anything he did after his first term as president of the United States, could January 6th have ended any better than the way it did? And by the way, he was a miserable failure at getting people to riot on his behalf. Because, do you remember this? I was there, by the way. We had a crew of three people from our broadcast operation that were actually there. I was in the Capitol when the breach happened, okay? So firsthand knowledge of what happened, saw it with my own eyes. A million people on the Mall in the nation's capital listening to Donald Trump. Of those, a smattering, literally a handful, went up to the Capitol after. The vast majority of people were already at the Capitol. In other words, they weren't there to hear Donald Trump. They weren't here to talk about saving America. They weren't here. They had something else up their sleeve. And the numbers were somewhere between 35 and 50,000 people up around the Capitol. Of that, around 1,000 went in. And most of them were let in through open doors. This is not what it's being purported to be. End of statement. And if you didn't like Donald Trump, January 6th ended just exactly the way you hoped. and it's been a thing for Donald Trump haters ever since. It's a disgrace.
My point is, am I still on there?
You are, yep.
Why doesn't, have you pressed Senator Cramer on why they're not researching who those people are? Not just make excuses, no, they're not going to. Well, why isn't he going to?
Yeah,
Friday, why don't you ask him those things?
Sure. He's been asked that before. And
why don't you ask him Friday?
I shall. And by the way, you can ask him Friday. He takes calls.
How am I going to ask him?
Pardon me?
How am I going to ask him?
Because every week, for an hour, Senator Cramer is on the program, and we take calls from anybody that has a question or comment.
Well, why can't you just ask him and I'll just listen?
Well, I could, but 1,000 people a week say that to me.
Well,
what I'm getting at is it's not possible for everybody who calls us, why don't you ask him this or why don't you ask him that? I'm putting it right back on you.
You're not going to then.
No, I'm happy to, Dan, but do you see the irony here? I mean, when you're given the freedom to talk to a United States senator for an hour, take advantage of it. Take advantage of it and ask any question you have, because I might not ask the question exactly the way you'd ask it. I might not have the follow-up that you have on it. He has been asked about this. He has answered the question of whether there were FBI informants or not FBI informants there. So it's been asked and answered, but my point is, I would prefer that anybody in this audience, who, by the way, the vast majority do, we don't get to all the calls that come in every Friday for Senator Cramer. If you give me your specific question for him, I will make sure it gets asked on Friday, Dan. What is that specific question you want asked of Senator Cramer?
The girl that stole the laptop computer said she got a ride there with her father to meet her friends. Who are her friends? It's easy. Who did she meet?
And you would expect that Senator Cramer would have the level of knowledge on the January 6th investigation to know the answer to that question.
Well, if he can't, it can't be answered. I sure as hell can't.
Yeah. All right, Dan. We'll ask that specific question. Chris, if you want to flag that, we will definitely ask that question for you. Texter says, I just don't see how Kelly Armstrong really explained his vote on the marriage bill last hour. After 3 years, if he doesn't understand what votes might set off his constituents, then he's already become disconnected. That vote should have at least caused him to stop and say, this might not sell well with the voters. He claims they put out a statement. Who in the area saw it? He's either ignorant or arrogant and doesn't seem to care. Let me say that I think Congressman Kelly Armstrong did have a pretty good idea that this would be a controversy of vote with what I would call his base, the majority of Republicans in North Dakota. He's savvy enough politically to know that. His staff knew that, no doubt about it. I think they chose to sort of rest on what he had in the way of his beliefs, that it didn't change North Dakota's constitution, that it was basically an approach to play the game politically against Nancy Pelosi, who was just doing this as a show vote, and sort of disarm, defang Democrats by saying, see, I voted for it. Now try and run your candidates against me saying, I don't believe in this and I don't believe in that. Here's where I'm going to be critical of Congressman Armstrong. When he knows there's going to be a controversial issue, explain it. Explain your viewpoint, over-communicate. When political leaders cast a controversial vote, the smartest thing for them to do is be accessible to the media. You know, we asked immediately after the vote, and they rightly said, well, we're going to be on next week, we'll talk about it. So they did talk about it, but it's a week or so removed from the vote, obviously. But I agree with you. It could be better explained and should have been better explained. No doubt about it. 16 before the top of the hour. More of your calls, questions, and comments straight ahead on What's on Your Mind. Call now to get in 258-0550, 258-0550 on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Attention farmers, harvest season is right around the corner. Don't let a lack of storage slow down your operation. We have over 50 Brock grain bins in stock. But don't wait, they will go fast. We also offer repair and maintenance services to damaged and existing bins. Our team will make sure that you have the best storage solutions to keep your farm moving at full speed. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranties for a lifetime, not only on the new Buicks and GMCs, but many of the used vehicles as well. In fact, when you go to SchwannBuickGMC.com, you can click on pre-owned and then lifetime warranty vehicles. Every single one of those, you'll have a lifetime warranty. If you love a Chevy Tahoe, but you're thinking, oh, sticker shock, those things are kind of pricey. Well, there's a 2019 that was $43,950, is now $39,980 that comes with that Schwann lifetime powertrain warranty. Maybe it's a Ford Edge you'd rather have, a Subaru Forester. Plenty of Buicks, GMCs, and yes, even Ford F-150s. Ooh, I said that out loud. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Last chance to get your questions or comments in. Whole open phone hour here. It's been lots of fun. We're at Field Day in Baltic, South Dakota. Actually, tomorrow is Field Day for our friends from Ag PhD and the Hefty team. And we're here today just getting all ready to roll. We will be here. So if you're actually attending Field Day, come find us in the Hefty Natural Zone. We'll have a tent right at the entrance there where we'll be broadcasting tomorrow's show, and really looking forward to that, telling you a little bit more about Hefty Naturals. Great to catch up with Brian and Darren Hefty earlier. What an incredible run they've had. You know, these guys have been on the television for 25 years. They do a radio show on Sirius XM. There's now Acres TV, which is like a YouTube for ag, where you'll find them as well. Pretty amazing. Great entrepreneurs and that heritage of their dad moving up here from Iowa and bringing herbicides here. And like, people are like, what are herbicides? Like, what's going on here? Pretty incredible. I understand the food is pretty good here. I don't think it'll be PetroServe USA good, Todd. I don't see anybody cooking up any Salisbury steak right now. 12th and I-29 location has that lasagna and Harwood exit off I-29. Valley City 292 is the exit. Head north off I-94 for PetroServe USA. That's where you find home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, lasagna or Swedish meatballs there. Orange chicken in Yulin, Salisbury steak in Glendon, scallop potatoes and ham at the 45th store, PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, and you buy any fresh baked cookies today and get one free. Lowest price fuel around too at PetroServe USA. Joe called during the break and said, hey Scott, Todd, have you heard anything about George Soros buying up Spanish speaking radio stations to sway voters? I must say I have not, although B, I would not be surprised at any way, shape, or form, because the amount of investment going in, even down to primary, you know, battles on behalf of George Soros, Bernie Sanders, AOC-like candidates, is pretty extraordinary that he's pouring in. It is a ton of money. And I dare say George Soros shares the values of maybe one half of 1% of North Dakotans, or folks for that matter in the Northern Plains, South Dakota, Western Minnesota, not. But would not surprise me in any way, shape, or form. You heard anything about that, Todd? Industry buzz about
that?
No,
I've not, but I wouldn't rule it out.
No, yeah.
But no, I have not heard that. I'll be keeping a sharp eye out, though.
Texture says, back to the marriage debate and that bill passed in the House last week, marriage is a religious institution, was brought into government, and now the religious are upset because the civil contract is available to everyone. Keep religion in your church, and you won't have to worry about bastardizing your religious institutions. I'm not sure why the government at any level has anything to do with defining a marriage. To me, that's a church thing. It's a God thing, first and foremost. And obviously, different denominations are going to do that a little differently. Now, listen to this listener who has a little different take than the past one, saying, you know, don't get upset now because this civil contract is available to everyone. Just you do religion, let civil do civil. This texter says, I don't agree with a transgender and gay lifestyle. God condemns that way of life. Why do you think Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed? There's scientific evidence it happened from the amount of sulfur deposits discovered there. These people feel everyone and children made in the image of God, not homosexual man, should accept their lifestyle. Love the person, but not the sinful way of life. Revelation states no homosexual will enter the kingdom. If they don't change, they will not have eternal life. Christ left the example how to live and inspired the Apostle Paul to write, husbands, love your wife as Christ loved your church, not love your male husband. A lot there. That we'll just say, you know, this show is called What's on Your Mind for a reason. I believe, as this listener believes, that marriage is between a man and a woman. I also believe it's not for us to judge. It's not for us to judge. It is not. So we pray for people. We hope they follow God's will. But let's see here. Another texter. These idiots who say Trump never kept his promises, then say he said, she said, BS game with no examples, are sad and pathetic. He kept all he could, which is way more than anyone else has done in decades. You can look at the facts and evidence and see obvious election fraud. Just what the terrorist traitor media did alone was fraud and cheating and anything but a fair and free election. Not to mention Zuckerbucks. Big list here. Locking people out of ballot harvesting, old folks' homes stealing their votes. The evidence is clear. And people want to say stupid stuff like, oh, Trump never kept his promises. He didn't say this or that. Well, one, you're full of beans. Two, he obviously was the best president in our lifetime since Reagan anyway, and instead of combining together for the country, keeps saying stupid stuff. What do you think they really believe, Todd? I don't know. I love it. I love the fact that our listeners are unafraid to share their opinion and tell us what's on your mind. That's why we're here. Baltic, South Dakota. Be here tomorrow. Stop and see us. We'll be at the Hefty Natural Zone under the big tent on What's On Your Mind. There's a lot of big tents on here, so look for Hefty Naturals. And we'll see you in Baltic, South Dakota tomorrow for Ag PhD Field Day. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.